Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When you hear The Weeknd, that means it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Jason's not here to spin the wheel, so I'll step up till he gets back. There he is.
Spin it.
Don't go to me. All right. I think I missed my last one.
Who should we start with? Bish Bucks.
Let's start with...
Mike Moore. He's going to do UFC. 100%.
Right, let's go. Mike Moore, UFC. What's going on in UFC this weekend?
We got a big-time pay-per-view up in Chicago. Hamzat Chimaev against Dricus du Plessis for the middleweight title. Give me Hamzat to win by submission or decision. Minus 135. Hamzat's undefeated. Dricus hasn't lost. He's the champion. Hasn't lost since 2019. But both these guys are extremely well-rounded. Both have great wrestling, great stand-up. So I could see it really going anywhere. In terms of, like, you know, where the fight plays out at. But I think Hamzat just has the tenacity, the DDP, hasn't fought before. He's kind of, like, dubbed the chosen one a couple years ago, but he's just been battling, like, sickness and stuff. But now he finally gets his title fight tomorrow night, and this will be a surefire banger. But Hamzat, submission or decision?
Submission or decision. And what are the odds again?
Minus 135.
All right, you're in.
All right, stay back there, Matt Cahill. By the way, is anybody putting this into their account?
You.
I will have to do that. I'll do that today.
All right. Just don't have the payout. All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to head to Ohio, the Cincinnati Masters. This is one of the best tennis tournaments in the country, for sure. I mean, it's a Masters 1000 level tournament, so all the big stars are there. And first off, there's a really cool story about a qualifier who is now in the semifinals. He's playing Sinner, a complete unknown guy who has no agent, no sponsors, nothing. Basically, a guy off the street is in the semifinals of this tournament.
How did he do it? Where did he play in college? I don't know.
He won 2 qualifying matches just to get into this tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. He's smoking everybody.
He had
everybody.
No ranking points?
I think he's 140th in the world or something like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
incredible.
Yeah, but you're playing in challenger level tournaments. You're not playing in...
No, understood, but it's still 140 in the world. It's very highly. I mean, you know, there are people ranked in the thousands.
It would be like Johnny Davis being, you know, in the final of a 1-on-1 tournament or something against LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Zverev versus Ben Shelton tonight. Shelton's been on the court a lot. I mean, he plays all the time, and Zverev is so good, has so much precision from the baseline. I think Zverev's going to win this in 2 sets today, at minus 118. They've played 3 times, I think, this year. Each time it's been competitive and gone long. I just don't see it happening for Shelton tonight. I just think he's going to be worn out, and Zverev is playing so well. So we'll go Alexander Zverev minus 1.5 sets. That means he's going to win 2-0. All right.
You're in. I'll post this up at Junks Radio.
All right. Matt Myers, what you got?
All right. Kelsey Plum has been on a heater ever since she kicked the sex toy off the court.
Mm-hmm.
She's dropped 20 and then 26. They got a matchup. The Spark have a matchup against the Dallas Wings. So it's Plum against Beckers. Give me Plum over 25 plus points.
Damn.
That's plus 280.
She's been on fire, huh?
Last 2 games. Ever since she kicked the green thingy off the court.
All right, you're in. All right, I'm going to stay in Cincinnati, but not on the tennis court, on the baseball field. The Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee Brewers have been absolutely on fire for basically, I don't know, 2 months. They haven't lost in August. All right, the last time they lost the game was July 30th against the Cubs. But one of their hottest hitters is William Contreras, their catcher. In the month of August, in 47 at-bats, Contreras has 16 hits. That's a .340 clip. He's got 4 bombs and 14 RBIs. In his last 5 games, he's got 12 RBIs. All right, he's been absolutely on fire. I'm going to take William Contreras tonight against the Reds, hitter's ballpark, to have at least 1 RBI. It's plus 140. For the Brewers tonight against the Reds.
All right, one wrap, run batted in for Contreras.
Yep.
All right, I'm ready. You want me to get it?
Yeah, get in there. Rock and roll.
I can't remember what I did last week. I think I did somebody that hit a dinger, didn't hit. Oh, no, no. No, you know what I did? I think I did two rushing touchdowns, and I got screwed.
Two rushing touchdowns for the Commanders against the Pats.
Yes, I should have had it, and we got to the one-yard line or whatever. All right, this week, though, I am a little bit down on my guys, as you've noticed here over the last week or so. We played the Bengals. Preseason game. I'm not going to get crazy with it, but I just don't expect a lot from my boys. So let's just try to get this, to get just a little bit of plus money. I'm going to take Cincinnati to beat my boys in this preseason game. Of course, it doesn't mean anything, but by a margin of 1 to 13 points. Okay. I put it in. It fits.
All right.
So that's plus 115. So if the Bengals win by 14 or more, I'm a big loser. And if the
Washington
Skins
win,
I'm a big loser.
Correct.
Okay. But the Bengals winning by a margin of 1 to 13, I think that's very likely. I think we kind of suck right now.
Okay.
And I don't have a lot of confidence.
All right. Well, we'll see what starters play.
And it's a preseason and it means nothing. So
yeah.
Let's see.
All right. You are in. All right, JP, that means you cap it.
Plus 115.
All right, I'm going to bookend Mike Mars' UFC play, and I'm going to go back to the UFC. I actually saw this guy fight in Miami. He was a big signing by the UFC, Michael Venom Page. He's got this little bit afterwards where he does a little hand signal like he's a cobra or something. He's fighting this guy, Jared Cannonier, who is 41 years old. Michael Page isn't a spring chicken. He's 38, but you know what? I'm going to take the 38-year-old via decision, and that is plus 120. Michael Page by the points.
All right, give us the recap.
So we've got two UFC. We've got Hazmat by submission or decision. That's minus 135. I just took Michael Page by the points at plus 120. Drab has Zarev. Minus 1.5 sets, so he's got to win a straight setter. Valdez likes Kelsey Plum to score 25 points or more, and you like a William Contreras RBI.
Correct. At plus 140.
We're not going to have the total?
Yeah, I got it. $10 pays out $2,091.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. That's not bad.
All right, $2,091.
We've had worse.
Do we like this one or no? Is it like just ridiculous?
No.
I like mine. I mean, it's only plus 115, but I'm pretty sure mine's going to hit. I liked it last week, though, too.
It's preseason.
I mean,
we always like
our picks.
No, sometimes I don't.
You know?
Sometimes you just take it because you want the points and you're just grasping a little bit. Huh. Like you're grasping a guy's going to hit a home run.
If everything does come through,
yeah.
Our show Monday, we would have the massive sweat because isn't your game
on Monday?
Night. Oh.
Yeah, I might have to take a payout.
I need you guys to come through.
You want to buy out?
I need you guys to come through.
I mean, it'll be 4 hours of buyout talk.
Oh, that'd be so silly.
Let's take a break. Phone number's 1-800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Coming right back.